I think Rory will be quite happy with, you know, especially after the home defeat to Kerry in the first match. You know, good victory down in Roscommon, second time out. And listen, a big, big point yesterday against Dublin, and it was a strong Dublin team when you've seen them empty on their bench and taking on the likes of Paul Flynn and Kevin McManam and Michael Darren McCauley. So Dublin came down looking for 2 points, and, you know, you have to hand it to Donegal, and, you know, especially the younger lads that have come in there now, and it, you know, it's given a new fresher look to that Donegal team.
It's given these younger boys a big boost early in the year as well, because they reacted very, very well to the All-Ireland champions coming to town. And I mentioned the likes of Jason McGee and Keelan Ward, another of the players that excelled yesterday.
Yeah, Keelan Ward's doing extremely well. And, you know, the likes of Kieran Thompson has had a couple of very good matches. Jason McGee definitely improving with every game, just only had a minor last year. Still 19 years of age, and, you know, big, big career ahead of him. I thought Frank McGlynn was excellent yesterday in that sweeper's role, and, you know, all in all, I think Donegal definitely deserved a point yesterday in the end up.
That's a good boost as well ahead of this coming weekend's tie, Saturday evening against Cavan, because if they can get a result there, it could be a case of more than likely securing their place in Division 1 for next year.
Yeah, big, big game now on Saturday night, and I'm sure that started the campaign. You would definitely look at the likes of Roscommon and Cavan to try and pick up points. A big opportunity on Saturday evening, and this is a real four-pointer. If we can get over the line here and sitting on 5 points, Avon and Roscommon, then it'll look like those two sides will probably go down.
I know in recent weeks, Rory Gallagher has been looking at Donegal and highlighting areas where they could improve on. Conceding goals in Roscommon was one of the areas that he highlighted ahead of the Dublin game. What did Donegal, if they done anything wrong yesterday, and how can they improve that in your opinion, Declan?
Well, as a manager, I mean, as a group of players, you're always looking for improvement. And yeah, Donegal were much, much too open at the back against Roscommon. And as I said on commentary yesterday, Roscommon could have scored 4 or 5 goals on that afternoon. But yesterday, went back to a lot of men behind the ball, and that made it very difficult for Dublin. And Dublin, you know, didn't have that penetration to break down that Donegal defence. I said Frank McGlynn was marshalling and that's sweeper role. He done a very good job in there. So Dublin did find it very difficult. The one danger on that there, and, you know, we got a ball turned over deep inside our final third, and that's when Dublin got their goal in the second half yesterday, and it was a very good move and well finished off by Niall Scully. But apart from no real goal chances, and you'd have to say that defensively, as a defensive unit, Donegal done well yesterday. You know, that's probably fine. It's always going to leave it, you know, going forward. You don't have those extra numbers getting forward, and the score is always going to, you're going to be limiting your scoring. And I think we kicked 3 points in the second half. I think those were 3 frees. I think maybe 1 point for play over the whole afternoon, and that was in the first minute of the match from Jason McGee. So probably that's an area where we have to look at. And but I have to say, overall, listen, it was a very good point yesterday.